It's time for Benedict and Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Listen as Tom and Gus Couts bring you live play-by-play and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from our Raven Sports Boosters.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary retirement planning review. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Hey, welcome back to Benedict and Basketball on CARE Radio. And as we return, they got a trick. Let's get the ball up and away and quickly. A three is going to be launched and hit by Mount Mercy. Bailey Basala gets a quick 3 points, and just like that, we are underway. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph at the studio. Tom Counts with you here. Benedict and at Mount Mercy this afternoon. Mount Mercy, here's the deal with Mount Mercy. They score points. They want to score points. They like to score points. They can score points. About the second leading team in the conference in every category behind William Penn. Here's the Ravens for three, and it's up and good from the outside by Chris Jackson, and that leads us into the starting lineups first of all. Four, Mount Mercy. You got Royshawn Webb, a 6'2 senior. Tyler Kelly, he's a senior at 6'4. 6'3" Chris Giles. Here's a running shot that's up and good. You got Ryan Bartley, a 6'5 freshman, and in the middle, 6'5 senior, Bailey Basala. All right, Basala averages 18 points a game. Royshawn Webb averages, that's almost 16 a game. And that said, expect some points here tonight. But I think there's been a little change or two in their starting alignments as well. Back up the floor, ball batted away and stolen by Matt Austin. For the Ravens is Chris Jackson and Jaden Bristol, Matt Austin, who drives and shoots and travels and doesn't get the bucket. Chris Jackson and Jaden Bristol with Jaden Timmy, Matt Austin, and Eric Cruz. Those are the Benedictine starting five. Mount Mercy with the basketball leading BC already 5-3. Here we are coming up the court with it, the Mustangs. Mount Mercy, like the ladies, in home powder gray. Here's a shot up, missing for three, and Ravens fumble the rebound. Basala will take it to the right side, dump it over to the edge, and come back off on top. Here's a long three straight away. It's up and it's good. Knocking that thing down. It's Chris Giles up there. So Chris Giles hits the three and back up court with the basketball. Comes Benedict and the Ravens already trailing in the ballgame at 8-3. 17:45 to play in the first. Here's a three for Chris Jackson. Doesn't get it. Rebounding it down Mount Mercy. This has been Benedictine's Achilles heel. They are on a bit of a four-game skid. They're a better team than that, but what they've run into is getting behind early, having to battle back. Here's a three. Up won't go. Ravens rebound it down. And as Mount Mercy takes the shot, the other four guys, other than the shooter, are already going down the court on the defensive side because they know that they're going to just go back and shoot again. They love their offense here in Cedar Rapids, driving in. The little short jumper is up and no good. Rebound battled for, and as about four players combine and converge in the middle, we're going to get a whistle and a foul, and it's going to be on Royshawn Webb. So Royshawn will have his first foul of the ball game, and Benedict will have it in at their offensive baseline. They trail it here, 8-3, over to the left side. BC drives in, backs in, dropping a shoulder. Timmy's shot is up, no good. Rebounding it down. Here comes Mount Mercy. Mustangs into the fourth court. Basala down the right side. Bailey directs a little traffic, a little left-hand dribble, goes around. It's going to be stripped away. Here goes Bristol. Jaden, coast-to-coast, shot. Good, Bristol, the steal in the bucket. Jaden Bristol gets his first point of the ball game, and Benedictine trailing now at 8-5. We are at 16.5 to go in the first half. Top side of the basketball, looking into the middle. Mount Mercy They'll drive back off on top. Little give and go off the block. It's batted away and it's loose on the floor. Timmy dives where it can't pick it up. It'll be taken and shot off the glass. Hit the bucket, plus one. So we're going to get a foul by Chris Jackson. The bucket is good for Tyler Kelly. And he'll have a plus one, Chris Jackson's first foul. And now Benedictine will make a couple of substitutions here early on. Jaden Bristol, Eric Cruz out, Chris Jackson's out. It's going to be Ahmad Lewis, Saxon Thuston, and Nysir Scott in. The free throw is up and good for Tyler Kelly, and it is 11-5, Mount Mercy. Here comes Benedictine down the floor with the basketball, BC to Timmy, comes out on top, Nysir. He'll start to the right side, brings it out to Saxton. Benedictine moving the ball, it's moving pretty briskly with it. Start to drive in, and we get a whistle off the ball. And a foul by Benedictine away for the basketball. It's going to be on Jaden Timmy. Jaden Timmy will have more fouls away from the ball than any other Raven, and maybe anybody in the conference. He sets some very aggressive screens. He's out there battling for his team, and he gets caught up in that more than a little. So he'll have his first foul here. Turnaround shot from 12 is going to be up and good. So the shot in the middle is up and in, and that bucket by Ryan Bartley. Bartley has his first points. It's now 13-5. Benedictine trailing it by 8. We're about 5 minutes into the game. Matt, a little behind-the-back dribble, bounce pass. The shot is up, and it will miss for Saxton. Rebound hauled down by Mount Mercy. Mount Mercy, Kelly coming out with a rebound. They'll go to the left side. The shot is up and wedged. That is the third wedge I have seen this season. And we will go years without ever having one, and it's going to give the ball back to Benedictine. 5 minutes into the ball game of the Ravens. Trailing it here, 13-5. BC will come up the floor. Ravens going to bring it. Take it across the timeline. Out top is going to be nice here. He'll dump it over to Timmy. Timmy rotates, backs in, twists, turns, goes baseline left, count it, Jaden Timmy's first points of the game. And it's now 13-7, Mount Mercy. Very quickly they come up the court. That was close to an over and back. Jalab went out on top to Basala, now to the top of the key, back over to the free throw line. That's going to be Tyler Kelly with it. Tyler starts to drive in, pulls it away, back to back half on top, shot clock at 14. Driving in, Bailey. Basala has a shot blocked by Cruz. Rebound, pull back out on top, and Mount Mercy with a shot clock at 6. Comes out for the 3. Online, perfect from way outside. Just into the ballgame is Brandon Jackson. He knocks that one down, making it 16-7. 14-15 to go in the first half. BC with the basketball, and over to the left side again. It's going to be Timmy. Comes off on top. Here's a 3 for Ahmad. No. Rebound high, tipped out, saved by Matt Austin. Benedictine will redo its offense. It is hard to believe as Matt goes 3. Yes, Matt Austin! It is hard to believe that after this game today, Benedictine is down to 4 games left in the season. And then, of course, postseason tournament action. For the Ravens to get in the postseason tournament, going to have to turn things around just a little bit. Here's a 3 from the top for Mount Mercy. Hano, and a rebound down to Nysir. Scott goes into the forecourt for the Ravens down the left side. Ravens down a half a dozen. Ravens down 16-7. Now backing in, turn around, lost, comes off on top. That's going to be Saxton. Looking into the middle. The drive left, and the ball is going to be batted free, and Ravens are going to be fouled inside. So the Ravens will be putting the ball in play, and we're going to have a raft of substitutions coming in for Mount Mercy and sixth-season head coach Aaron Jennings. I'm just going to let them all get in and settle in, and I will update the 5 on the floor for you for the Mustangs. Benedictine with the basketball. They trail 16-10. They'll go to the left side. Out on top, Saxton feeds in the middle. It's batted away by Basala. Saxton's able to recover it. Goes into the lane, leans left-hand shot, good, Thuston for 2. Saxton knocks it down, and it is now a 16-12 lead for Mount Mercy. We're down to 12 and a half to go here in the first half. Ravens in. Cedar Rapids, Iowa, the pass down to the baseline is going to be out of the reach of Melvin Lee. That sets the Mount Mercy five. Brandon Jackson and Melvin Lee. You've got Anthony Horton, Bailey Basala, and running it out is Laverius Duncan. Duncan coming in the game. Big guy, 6'8" senior at a Converse, Texas. Famous for tennis shoes. I made that up. Here's a shot down underneath. Ravens can't get it to go, but they'll get the offensive board. Three from the right side. It's up and good. How about that perimeter shot by Saxton Thuston? Saxton now with five, and Benedictine right back in this thing, and Mount Mercy taking a timeout. Let's enjoy the break, shall we, as BC has battled back to within one with 12:19 to go in the half. It's Mount Mercy 16, Benedictine 15.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Welcome back to Benedictine Basketball on Care Radio. Laverius Duncan will take the inbound. He is a big man up at the top of the key. They'll work it around to the left side. Now back on top. Melvin Lee has the best shoes on the floor right now. Fluorescent orange. Here's a turnaround shot. The big man puts it up and in. Laverius Duncan for two. It is 18-15. Mount Mercy at 11:45 to go in the opening half. This game moving along at a decent pace. Ravens will have it to the right side. That's Tyson Canty with it out on top. Driving in Bristol from 13. No. Slaps it out on top. Chris Jackson goes in. Dumps it off underneath. The ball stripped out of the hands of Tyson Canty. Loose on the floor. Picked back up. Dish out to the left side. Mount Mercy into the forecourt. And we're going to get a Benedictine foul. That could be on the near side on Ahmad Lewis. Sure is. So for Ahmad Lewis, his first foul this afternoon. Ahmad, personal foul number one. Benedictine, team foul three. They trail by a three. Skip pass over to the right side, and Mount Mercy with the shot clock rolling down to 20. Plenty of time with this possession. They play off the screen. Back on top, it'll go to Melvin Lee. Lee will go to the left side. Little one-hand push shot. Baseline threes up. Hits the side of the backboard. Off the hand of Brandon Jackson. Benedictine taking it the other way. Ravens into the forecourt. The lob pass comes out on top. Here's Bristol. Plays off the screen. Works his way to the left side. Stays above the three-point ring. Now bounces it off down low. And his pass is going to be stepped in front of him. Stolen away. Backed up the floor with it will come. Mount Mercy. Lee will have it. Brings it off on top. Gets it there to Tony Horton. He will kick it out on top again. The shot from the left side is going to be up and way off the mark. But a big collision. And free throws are coming up for Mount Mercy. BC is going to make, again, mass substitutions as Mount Mercy comes to the free throw line. At the stripe, it is Melvin Lee. Free throw, it's up and good. Melvin hits the first shot here. And we'll reset this Raven 5 as soon as they get all into the game. And there may be four new players out there for Coach Moody as Benedictine. They've been rotating them in and out here today. Melvin Lee will have one more free throw coming up. Looks and shoots and perfect once again. Lee will get them both. And it's 20-15, Mount Mercy. 10:45 to go in the opening half. Out on the court, down for Benedictine. Ninth year Scott and Jaden Bristol. Eric Cruz setting a screen for Jaden coming up the floor. Jaden Timmy and Matt Austin. Those are the Raven Five. So I believe that is four of the original starting five. Now the pass in the middle is going to be knocked away. Stolen by Mount Mercy. Benedictine another turnover. Here's Royshawn Webb back in. He gets a download to Laverius. Duncan goes underneath the reverse layup, missing. Cruz with a rebound. Here comes Benedictine. Bristol coming up the court. Seems like Jaden's ankle, well, you know it's got to be hurting. Maybe doesn't bother him quite as much. Here's a three from the top, up and short. And the rebound pulled back down. The long board cleared away by Chris Giles. Up the floor with it comes Mount Mercy. They lead by five, and the ball spatted free, and Cruz comes up with it. So these two teams' defense has been playing hard. Now we're going to get a foul in the backcourt, and we're going to have another foul on Jaden Timmy, perhaps. Let's see what happens here as the officials sort it out. We're going to get a timeout taken, and let's do it. What do you say, Joseph? We're taking a break. It is our media timeout. That's what this is. I look at the clock. 9:50 to go. We're in the opening half. It's Mount Mercy 20, Benedictine 15.
Here's to a new you in 2022. You've heard of new year, new you, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Back with you with Benedictine Basketball on Care Radio this afternoon. The Ravens at Mount Mercy in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. And, okay, class, it's time for our math quiz of the afternoon. How's Mount Mercy doing offensively? Looks like a lot of points, right? 20 points with 9:50 to go in the opening half. Well, you do the quick numbers. Let's not get real precise here, but pretty close. Quarter of the way through the game with 20. That would lead us to believe that they're on an 80-point pace. So is that good? They average 79.8 a game. So if you're a Mount Mercy fan, you're saying, yep, right about where I expect them to be. And that would be very fair to say, 20 points a quarter of the way through the game. Benedictine, conversely, at 15. 15 times 4, 60. That is not where they want to be. And yet, Benedictine averages, 71 a game. So maybe just very little beneath their average. For the Ravens, they need to hold this Mount Mercy team to fewer points. Here's Jaden Timmy for three. Gets it up and in, Jaden Timmy. Jaden has his fifth point of the ball game and is tied with Saxton Thuston for scoring honors right now for the Ravens, who are back to within two at 20-18. 9:20 to play in the half. And Benedictine steals the ball away. Cruz comes up with it. Here's Chris Jackson. Out on top to Bristol. Skip pass over to the left side. Backing in as Cruz gets doubled up there. Comes out on top. Timmy, another three, and another one is in. Benedictine, for the first time today, has taken a lead. Back-to-back three-point shots, Jaden Timmy. 21-20, Benedictine. The Ravens up by one at 8:50 to go in the opening half. BC down as many as eight early. Here's a three on the other end. No good. Jackson coming out with a rebound, and he will bring it into the forecourt for the Raven offense. 8:40 to go in the opening half. Matt, way out near the middle, looks over Coach Moody on the backcourt. Now Austin for three. That one rims out. And the rebound, lost. It is lost out of bounds at the baseline by Mount Mercy. That was just a lack of attention down beneath the goal. And you know what happens when you don't pay attention and you're down there and you've got to give me rebound? Yeah, you come out of the game, and that's exactly what's just happened here to Tyler Kelly. Benedictine is going to have it in play, leading it by one, with inside 8.5 to go here in the first half. Ravens with it out on top. Around to the left side, Bristol kicks it off down low. Timmy back to Chris Jackson now. Chris, little seesaw dribble, knifes into the lane, falling away, shot up and in. Chris Jackson for two. His fifth point of the afternoon, 23-20 Benedictine. We're down to the 8-minute mark of the opening half. Back down the floor with it, Mount Mercy. Ravens staying in their player defense. A little bump bunny outside as Bailey Basala will fall away, put up three, and he'll hit it, Basala. The big guy doesn't look like who you expect to be a three-point guy. He is big, and usually expect those guys to be down in the paint posting up, but the game has changed so much. 23-23. Bailey Bissala averages 18 points a game, and he's at 6 right now. Here's a Raven shot for 3 that fails, and a rebound with 7.5 to go in the half. Comes down to Mount Mercy, a 3 from straightaway, no. And a rebound underneath, and we're going to have a Benedictine. We're going to have a foul. It's on, I think, Benedictine, right? Foul is going to be called on Jaden Bristol. Jaden really upset by that. Just kind of bounces the ball on the floor really hard in front of him. He's not happy at all with that call as he will have his first foul. But beyond that first foul, the fact that Ravens leading it by one possession, give the ball back to Mount Mercy, giving him a chance to tie it. Here's Bissala, turns and shoots and misses. This time the rebound is going to be swept down by Chris Jackson, and Bristol brings it up the floor. Inside 8 minutes to go in the half. BC with the basketball, Bristol over to the right side. Backs away, comes out on top to Matt. Austin launching three and strikes it. Matt Austin, couple of threes in the game, and the Raven offense has come to life. It is 26-20. 8 minutes to go. 26-23 with 8 minutes to go, and inside eight, actually. Bristol will bring the ball up the court as BC takes it back off the missed shot, and Bristol across the timeline. Jaden heels at the center circle, accelerates over to the left, backs it away, comes out on top to Matt. Austin over to the left side, Chris Jackson. Jackson cuts left, has the ball batted away. His bounce pass, looking for Bristol, is knocked free, and it's going to be stolen away. Back up, it'll come up Mount Mercy. Ravens still leading at 26-23. We're down to a little over 6 minutes to go in the first half. Baseline jump shot, up no good. Rebound, Benedictine. Bristol sweeps it away. Jaden Bristol with the board, and we're going to have a timeout. Ravens taking a break, and so shall we. Coming here with 6:12 to go in the opening half. Ravens in Iowa, and they lead Mount Mercy 26-23.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. The $6 meal deal featuring the bacon cheeseburger is back in February, and be sure to try the new Red Velvet Cake Blizzard. It's the perfect balance of rich red velvet cake pieces, silky cream cheese icing, and smooth vanilla soft serve. Check them out on the DoorDash app for delivery to your home or work. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
Benedictine shooting the ball pretty well today, and this is something that they have not done in the last four or five games, and it's making a difference. The Ravens hitting 10 of 21 from the floor, that's 47, almost 48%. Mount Mercy is 8 of 18, 44%. They are also shooting pretty well. But from the outside, BC is 6 of 11, Mount Mercy is 4 of 11. The Ravens hitting over half of their three-point shots. Benedictine has not had a free throw today. Mount Mercy, 3 of 3. Ravens with a dozen rebounds already today and have committed so far 7 turnovers this afternoon. Leading scorer, Jaden Timmy with 8 for Benedictine. Bailey Bissala with 6 for Mount Mercy. We're back to play. Ravens put it back in. And out of the court now, Ahmad Lewis and Saxton Thuston. I've got Matt Austin with Jaden Timmy and Jaden Bristol. How was your Raven 5? Backing in, no room. Back over to the left side. Ahmad steps in, and a bucket step as he reaches back in the corner. So many times we see that, and the Ravens with an unnecessary turnover. Up court we come. Mount Mercy with the basketball. They'll take it to the top of the key. Back over to the left side. Driving in, falling away. Bartley shot, rolls off the rim, no good. And on the rebound, a whistle and a foul. Bartley misses the shot, goes back for the ball, and Bartley commits the foul. They're going to say that'll be his first today. And Benedictine will put it in play. Here's Matt Austin with it, deep in the backcourt. Comes up, plays off of Jaden Timmy's screen. Shakes it across midcourt and into the forecourt. Works over to the right side. Matt Austin with the ball. Cuts back into the middle. Accelerates down the left side. Loses the handle on the ball. It's going to be taken away. Here comes Mount Mercy. They'll drive left. Lean in. Off the window. Good. The turnover by Matt turned into a bucket by Ryan Bartley on the other end of the court. And Mount Mercy has gotten back to within one at 26-25. And Benedictine coming on the floor. We get quickly a Mount Mercy foul. Ravens are going to take Matt Austin out of the ball game, and Nysir Scott will come back in. Horton commits the foul for Mount Mercy, and Benedictine looks like they're going to be coming to the free throw line. Coming up to the stripe for BC is going to be Saxton Thuston. And I'm getting the Tony Horton foul assessed to him. That's going to be his second foul of the game. It's team foul six for Mount Mercy. Free throw here up and no good. One more shot coming up for Saxton. Saxton has 5 points already here today. This free throw is up. It is somewhat short, and the rebound cleared away by Mount Mercy. We're down to 4 minutes and 15 seconds to play in the first half. Men's college basketball here on Care Radio. So glad that you joined us today. Ladies game in the book. It was a noon start. Here's a drive to the baseline and a uncontested layup. It is up and it is good. So driving in, easy two underneath for Kenny Clay for Mount Mercy. Kenny has just come in the game for the first time. We have not seen him. He is a little guy, 5'7" senior from Davenport, Iowa. Here's a feed underneath. Ahmad Lewis, a point blank layup, misses. Gets his own rebound, pushes it up again from 2 feet away and can't hit either one of them. Back up with it is going to come Mount Mercy. They'll take it over to the right side. They lead in the ballgame at 27-26. Ahmad just did not hit that uncontested easy layup. Back into the lane. Hook shot up, off the window. No, tipped up, no, tipped up, no again. And now it's going to be cleared down by Benedictine. Here comes Jaden Bristol up the floor. Goes into the lane, gets fouled. Jaden coming to the free throw line, I suspect. We're rolling down now. It's about 3.5 minutes to play. BC coming to the free throw line. Jaden Bristol is up here. Shot. In and out, no good. Jaden Bristol, unable to get it to fall, and back up the floor comes Mount Mercy. Front half of the 1-1 missing there. Mount Mercy with the basketball with a really tight game, and now the ball reaches around. It's going to be stolen away. Coming up with it is Saxton. He has to slow down. Gets it back. Kimmy for three. Wide left. Rebound underneath for the Ravens. Follow shot. No one. Foul. Benedictine going to come to the free throw line again. This time it's going to be Nysir Scott stepping up. Brandon Jackson commits the foul. So for Brandon, it'll be foul number one. And Nysir comes to the line. The shot, perfect. And for Nysir Scott, his first point of the game. Benedictine back in front now at 28-27. One more shot coming up for Nysir. On its way, gets them both. Ravens by two. And we're down to 2.5 to go here in this first half. Ravens in Iowa on a wintry Saturday afternoon in February. Those things are pretty synonymous, right? Mount Mercy here at home with the basketball topside. Ravens leading it. The skip pass over to the left. The drop underneath. The shot goes up and in. Little two-hand shot is going to be up and good by Ryan Bartley. Bartley's got a half a dozen. BC will take it back the other way. They'll have it up top side, drive it in as Chris, comes back out on top. Nice here, accelerates, goes in between a couple of defenders, puts a shot up, and they count it. Yes, they are. Nice here's got a splendid move into the right side. Knives into the lane, changes hands with the ball, gets it away from the defenders, lays it off the window and in plus one. The foul is going to be on Kenny Clay. Nice here's got a chance at the conventional three. Up, in. Nice here. Well done it for Benedict. And now it is a 31-29 lead. The shot off the right side is up and good. Plus one now for Mount Mercy. Mount Mercy getting into the middle. And Chris Jackson will pick up the foul. I've got a couple on my scorebook against Chris. Brandon Jackson hits that bucket, and he's coming to the free throw line for one. Long, hard look. Free throw is good. So he's got a three from the outside and a conventional three. Half a dozen points now, Brandon Jackson. 35-31. Mount Mercy's pushed back on top by four. Skip pass out to the top. And the Ravens, an offensive foul off the basketball. And I think that's going to be on Tyson. It is. Tyson Cathy picks up the foul. We're down to a minute 20 to go in the game. Tyson Cathy, Saxton Thuston, Eric Cruz, Chris Jackson, and Nysir Scott. So the Ravens with the most of the starting lineup back in the game, and they're going to come back up court with the basketball. Here comes Benedictine. He's keeping the ball over on the left side. It is 35-31. The driving shot is going to be up and good. Little one-handed shot off the left side. Nysir with two more. Nysir having a big first half now. He's kind of warmed up, found the range shot underneath, blocked by Thuston. Benedict end up going for the basketball. We're in the waning moments of the opening half. Top side is going to be Chris. Feeds into the left side. Down out to the side of the lane. Back it in. Saxton back it in. Changes. Goes left. And it rolls in. Thuston for two more. Here comes Mount Mercy. Ravens with that bucket. Tie the game at 35. In the last minute now. Big man has it on top. Cross-court pass stolen by Thuston. Benedictine with the basketball. And as the Ravens come into the forecourt, they're going to spread it out a little bit. Shot clock and game clock are, oh gosh, there's probably 15 seconds between them. So there's still plenty of time. Skip pass over to the right side. Tyson Cathy backs in. One hand push pass over to the left. Cutting into the lane. The shot goes up and there's a big foul. Saxton Thuston. It's knocked hard to the floor. And he's taken a minute to kind of gather himself as when he landed. I think that hip hits the floor and man, that hurts. He's going to come out to the top of the key and just kind of walk around a little bit, looking to shake that off. The officials will do the old baseball umpire thing. They're bringing out a towel to towel down the floor. It's like when the baseball umpire comes out and brings out the little whisk broom and he'll dust off the plate a little bit, make sure he's got enough baseballs in his pocket, and you know, just do a few little chores. Giving Saxton a chance to walk around a little bit, get feeling better. Here's a left-hand free throw for Thuston. Perfect. Saxton is a good free throw shooter. And he's having a really nice first half here tonight. He puts Benedictine back up by one. One more free throw coming up for Thuston. Ravens are going to make a substitution. Cruz will come out. Jaden Timmy back in for BC. Saxton, his team up by one. Second free throw, not going to go in. Rebound tipped out. Basal is out there going to chase it down. Here comes Mount Mercy. They'll bring it up the floor. They're going to spread it out 13 seconds, now 10 seconds. They're going to get to halftime. Brandon Jackson, a long three, misses, and we go to halftime. Time out of the court. We're at intermission in Iowa at halftime. It's Benedictine 36, Mount Mercy 35.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Taco John's is located south of the Santa Fe Depot in Atchison. Taco John's, Olay the Day.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato Olay scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Want to order dinner and movie package just in time for Valentine's Day? Sandra Trumpeter at Farmers Insurance and Rocket Mortgage invites you to sign up through February 10th for your chance at a $75 Riverhouse gift card and a $25 Fox Theater gift card. Stop by her office at 312 Commercial or email your name, address, and phone number to strumpeter@farmersagent.com. See details at the Sandra Trumpeter Insurance Agency Facebook page. NMLS number 2183332.
Welcome back to Raven Basketball here on CARE Radio. Benedictine leading at intermission by one, 36-35, and I'm going to tell you why. It's because Benedictine has played great defense, particularly on Mount Mercy's big scorers. You'll see that as we recap the opening half scoring for you. First of all, as Dance Troupe out here entertaining the crowd at halftime, here's what's happened. Mount Mercy has two guys who do their scoring. Bailey Basala averages 18 a game, and Royshawn Webb averages 16 a game. So that between the two of them, you're talking about 40 almost points. Well, right now, Bailey Basala has six, and Royshawn Webb has two. So Benedictine's defense has been really good on them. Picking up the slack, Brandon Jackson. He came in off the bench and has scored nine. That leads Mount Mercy in scoring. It drops dramatically. We mentioned Basala has six. So does Ryan Bartley, six. It then falls to three apiece for Tyler Kelly, Chris Giles, and then with two, Royshawn Webb, Melvin Lee, Kenny Clay, and Laverius Duncan. So Benedictine has taken away the scoring from the two big guns for Mount Mercy in the first half. For BC, no one had double-digit scoring, but a couple of guys knocking on the door is Jaden Timmy and Saxton Thuston. Each have eight. Seven in the first half for Nysir Scott. It was a half a dozen for Matt Austin. Five for Chris Jackson. Jaden Bristol has knocked down 2 points in the first half for Benedictine. Looking at rebounding for the Ravens, no one really jumping out. Nysir leads the way with three. No one else with more than two. Rebounding for Mount Mercy, five for Bailey Basala. No surprise in that. And that said, fouls, no issue for either team. You've got Mount Mercy, a couple of guys with two. For Benedictine, you've got Chris Jackson with two fouls, no one else with more than one. Tell you what, we're going to take a bit of a break. We'll be back. Second half of this game should be absolutely fantastic as the Ravens look to come back home in their next game, coming off a win. We'll see how it goes. Halftime score from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. It's Benedictine 36, Mount Mercy 35. We're going to kick it back to the CARE Radio Sports Studio where it's Joseph, and it's another famous Saturday afternoon Joseph halftime.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7, where we're bringing you Benedictine College Ravens basketball action. We will return to the men's game as the Ravens are on the road in Mount Mercy. Now, we've got a little bit of stuff coming up on the Care Country Sports Calendar. Coming up Tuesday, we've got a single boys game at 7:30. It'll be KC Washington at Atchison. Join us at 7:30 Tuesday for that single boys game. Wednesday, we've got a doubleheader with Benedictine again as they are at Mid-America. 5:30 is a scheduled tip-off time for the ladies. The men should take to the court sometime right around 7:30. Thursday brings us back to Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report right around 5:15 to 5:20. Friday, we have high school basketball action as JCN is playing host to Pleasant Ridge. The scheduled tip-off time is 6 p.m. For the girls' game, the boys should take to the court sometime a little bit after 8 p.m. Saturday brings us back to Benedictine College Ravens basketball action as we've got another doubleheader with the women taking to the court at Baker at 2 p.m. The men will take to the court at 4 p.m. I'll be back in just a minute with a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference with the scores as I have them.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference in women's basketball, we have a couple of finals. It was Mount Mercy over Benedictine in the game that you listened to earlier right here at Hot Country 93.7 with a final score of Mount Mercy 80, Benedictine 59. Clark beat Park with a final score of Clark 78, Park 45. In the Evangel Graceland game at the half, it is Evangel on top 38 to Graceland 30. Grandview and Central Methodist have almost come to the half, with Central Methodist leading 49 to Grandview's 45 with 1 minute and 16 seconds left in the first half. William Penn is leading Mid-America Nazarene 26-24 in the women's game. In the Baker-Peru State game, it is 2 seconds away from the half. Baker's leading 22 to Peru State's 21. And at halftime in the Culver-Stockton-Missouri Valley game, it's Culver-Stockton on top, 27-26. In men's Heart action, we are the only game in play that is reporting, and we are currently leading with Benedictine at 28 points to Mount Mercy's 27. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Your local stop for the latest for all things vaping is Skyway Vapes in downtown Atchison. If you're looking for a selection of e-juice, they've got it. From your familiar favorites to new choices, like their new line of Gorilla Fruit and Gorilla Custard e-juice. Convenient, friendly, knowledgeable. Skyway Vapes in Atchison. Stop by for all your vaping needs at 711 Commercial Street. Open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 12 to 7 on Sunday. Skyway Vapes, serving your local vaping needs in downtown Atchison.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for a family dinner, Subway has it all. And it's never been easier to get your Subway. Order online or through the Subway app, and they'll have your meal ready when you arrive. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Sunny skies this afternoon with a high of 43. Winds out of the south, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 22. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, highs around 48. Dry with temperatures above average Monday and Tuesday, and highs from the upper 40s to the upper 50s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's 46.8 degrees on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in Atchison. The wind is out of the west at 6 miles per hour. Relative humidity, 38%. Barometric pressure is steady at 30.10 inches of mercury. The dew point is sitting at 23 degrees Fahrenheit, and the feels like temperature up there is 38 degrees. Taking a look a little bit wider afield, in Horton, right now, it is 47 degrees. Houlton is reading 46, Leavenworth 45, as is Valley Falls. We'll be returning back to Tom Kautz courtside in just a couple of moments.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays, and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Kautz live at the arena for the second half action.
Hey, welcome back. Raven basketball at halftime as Benedictine leads Mount Mercy 36-35 at the break. Good to have you along with us, everybody. Joseph in the Care Sports Studio. I'll tell you what, Joseph, that should be award-winning halftime material. That was outstanding, as always. Thank you very much. Tom Kautz with you here, and two teams have come out of the locker room, going through little pre-second half warm-ups, and as Raven Fan Zone gets to maybe make trips around to some of the places that Benedictine goes, and again, this is basically a six-hour road trip, close to that, from Atchison. I don't think maybe a lot of folks realize that here at Cedar Rapids, it's a big city. It, in fact, is the second biggest city in Iowa, behind Des Moines. Cedar Rapids proper, you know, has about 140,000, 50,000 people in the three counties around here, the metro area. About a quarter of a million population. Cedar Rapids is a metropolitan area. And Mount Mercy nestled right in the middle of the city, landlocked on every side. A school that's been here for a long time, and a lot has grown up around it. But that said, lovely gymnasium facility, pretty new facility, seating only on one side. The far side across the way is literally the outside wall, the east wall of the building. And the court kind of running north and south here in Benedictine. They play pretty well here for, at times, a difficult gymnasium in which to play, seating on the lower area and then an upper mezzanine seating area, a second deck, if you will. And a lot of fans here today, although some of them left. The youngsters doing the dance routines at halftime of the two games, and when halftime the guys' game routine was done, some of them packed up, but the fans are still here to watch this one, and it's a great game coming right down to the second half. Alternate possession is going to award the basketball to Mount Mercy. Ravens lead by one. We're ready to go to half number two. 36-35. Wait for one of our last officials to make their way back over to the scorer's table. Benedictine, I'll tell you what, they shot the ball well. 13-28. And 6-13 from the outside. And right out of the gate, Mount Mercy goes for a lob pass. Doesn't work. Goes out of bounds. Ravens are going to have it back in as quickly as that. Mount Mercy fails on their initial possession of the second half. Ravens out there, Chris Jackson and Jaden Bristol, Jaden Timmy, Matt Austin, and Eric Cruz. And the Benedictine shot is up. It's no good. Rebound to go back down. Here comes Mount Mercy. And it would appear that Mount Mercy, and I'm looking at this from less than a minute into the second half, seems like they've got a little added, I don't know, enthusiasm. They're moving a little harder, moving a little faster, chasing the ball a little harder, running maybe a little, with a little more drive, I don't know, coming out of the locker room. Here's a three on its way. It is good. The bucket knocked down by Roy Sean Webb. He knew he was going to get his, averaging 16 a game, had only two at the end of the half, but he's put Mount Mercy in front, 38-36. And we are not quite a minute into the second half. Matt Austin up floor with it for Benedictine. Kicks it over to the right side. Gets it there to Bristol. Back out to Matt. Ravens work around. They want to get in the middle of Cruz. Can't get it there. They'll go back over to the right side. Here's Timmy, backs in, twists and loses the dribble, just runs away from the ball, and he's able to save it back out on top to Chris. He loses it. Jackson, a desperation three as the clock runs down, and it's way off the mark. Not a good possession for Benedictine early here in the second half. Here's a drive across the baseline. Shot is up off the window, but no good. Rebound is on the floor. Ravens are going to reach in, trying to tie it up. They're going to get a jump ball. Kelly getting helped up off the floor. Tyler Kelly, he's a hustler. He's got great speed. Only 3 points in the opening half. Now, Ravens will bring it in, and there was a little pressure on the inbound play, but now Mount Mercy's going to drop back into a player defense, but really pick it up basically at midcourt. Right side, Matt Austin thought about the three, doesn't. Gets it over to Timmy on the right side. Dribbles in from the free throw line. Back out, it'll come to Matt. Over to Chris Jackson, goes in, bunny hop, one hand, right hand, shot up, no good, rebound, Mount Mercy, and neither team has been able to find the bucket here in the second half. Here's a three from the left side, there it is, they found it there. 3-point bucket by Ryan Bartley, and he's been a bright spot for Mount Mercy this afternoon, pushes them up now to a 41-36 lead. Ravens trending it by five a couple of minutes in, second half. Out on top, Matt Austin. Head fake does not fool his defender. His driving one-handed shot is up and missing. Basala coming out with a rebound, and he will race into the forecourt, drive it to the left side, attack the bucket, goes into the lane, puts a shot up and in. Basala for two more. Bailey Basala. And you can see Mount Mercy and Coach Jennings has said, okay, I got my two scorers. They didn't score in the first half. I need them to score in the second half, and they have. It's now 43-36. Benedictine baseline, E. Cruz for two. With that bucket, Eric Cruz has his first point of the afternoon. Ravens trailing in the ballgame at 43-36. Here's a shot up. No, 43-38, excuse me. Shot up, no, and we have a foul called. Foul is going to be on Chris Giles of Mount Mercy. So for Chris, it'll be his first and the first foul of the second half by Mount Mercy. Benedictine with Jackson, Bristol, Timmy, Austin, and Cruz. Starting the second half, same group that started the ball game. Here's Bristol into the forecourt. Little skip pass over to the right side. Cruz goes to the free throw line, puts it back out on top to Timmy. Swings it back to the left. Chris Jackson has it there. Ravens lob it out on top. Matt Austin, the long three, drains it. Matt Austin from outside has nine. His third three of the afternoon. And it's 43-41. Working out on top. BC staying in their player defense. Ravens in the traveling black uniforms with red and white. It is the powder gray with navy for Mount Mercy. Driving in, bumping, pushing, shoving it. That was superb defense by Jaden Bristol. He did not allow Tyler Kelly to have access into the rim. Ultimately, Kelly lost the handle. The ball goes out of bounds, and the Ravens are going to have it in from deep in the backcourt. Benedictine going from right to left to crunch it out here in the second half. Ravens trailing by two at 43-41. They led at halftime by one. Mount Mercy has come out in the second half with some vigor. Cruz goes over to the right side to Bristol. Back to Matt. Over to the left, Chris Jackson. Alone, a three. It's good, Chris Jackson! His eighth point of the day, and the Ravens go back in front at 44-43. 15-40 to go in the contest. We've got the makings of a great game. Great second half. It's been close throughout. Each team has had some possessions, some leads. Now the ball's going to be knocked away on the shot from Basala. Picked up by Bristol. Jaden drives down the court, swings it back out on top to Cruz, a running three. Yes! Eric Cruz! An assist to Bristol. Cruz has five. We've got a Mount Mercy timeout. Taking a break with Mount Mercy as the Ravens have roared back with 15 and a half to go in the game. Benedictine 47, Mount Mercy 43.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn at Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
Back with you, Benedictine Basketball on CARE Radio, and it will come in to Mount Mercy coming out of the timeout. Ravens have pushed to a four-point lead. Here's a 15-foot shot. Up and good. Knocking it down, Anthony Horton, his first point of the game. And it's now 47-45. And now coming up the floor, after having hit the shot, Anthony Horton, a little excited, reaches in and picks up the foul. You see that? How many times did you see that? Three fouls now for Horton. The guy gets involved in the game, and you know, the speed of things kind of catches up with him, and he's feeling it a little bit, and then kind of gets a little carried away. The pass over to the right side to Cruz, and he's fouled over the back. This one might be on Brandon Jackson, maybe. Nope, it's going to be on Tyler Kelly. Tyler Kelly picking up the personal foul. And he's going to come out of the game for Mount Mercy. 14:45 to go in the ball game. Bristol gives it over to the left. Matt Austin, three, no. High rebound. Perfect interior position by Basala. He'll bring it up. Look away. Pass over to the left side. Ravens leading it by a pair. Pass comes off on top. 47-45. Benedictine just over 14 minutes to go here in the ball game. Basala has the top side. Timmy guards him. Now a little switch off. Back out on top, it's Roshan Webb. He will slide left, goes in, stripped out of his hands. It's going to get away and go out of bounds. And they'll say it's off Roshan, Benedict in basketball. Ravens will have it back in with just under 14 minutes to play. And BC will make some substitutions. Cruz and Jackson out. Jackson Thuston and Ahmad Lewis come in. Benedictine up court with it. Topside Thuston. Gets it over to Jaden Bristol. Bristol comes back off on top. Timmy to Matt Austin. Matt slides around to the right side. Goes to Bristol. Straight away, top of the key. It's a three up short. Rebound. Pulled down by Ryan Bartley. Here comes Mount Mercy. Mount Mercy over to the right side. They'll dribble off on top. It's going to be Roshan Webb. Webb dumps it over to the left wing. They look inside. Gets it. Basala. Hook shot off the block. No good. Rebound underneath. Saved by Mount Mercy. Nice rebound underneath by Melvin Lee. Bounce pass underneath to Basala. It's going to be stripped away out of his hands and out of bounds. He'll say it's off Basala, who looks at the official and says, are you kidding me? The official says, no. It goes to Benedictine. Ravens are going to be putting it in play. So Benedictine is going to now bring Nysir Scott and Tyson Caffey into the game. It is a 47-45 Benedictine lead with 13 minutes to play. And after everybody gets into the game, we're going to see Mount Mercy up the ante a little bit defensively. Going to press up the floor. Kathy sets the screen top side. The drive to the right. The feet into the lane. The shot by Ahmad misses. Tyson Kathy goes up for the rebound and can't hang on to it. And we're going to have a foul. Foul underneath is going to be on Brandon Jackson. So Brandon Jackson, a couple of fouls in the game now. And Benedictine will have it in with 20 on the shot clock at their offensive baseline. Over to the right side it comes. Matt loses the handle on it, but Austin able to pick it back up. Goes above the free throw line. 17-footer is good, but we will not get that bucket. We're going to have a foul off the basketball by Tyson Caffey. So Tyson will have another foul, and Benedictine still leading it, but only still by two at 47-45. Second half scoring, nothing like in the first half. I really thought maybe we would see more from Mount Mercy. Here's a three missed, and an offensive rebound pulled back down by the Mustangs, driving straight back into the rim. Follow shot is up, no good, and we get an offensive foul. Foul is going to be whistled against Mount Mercy. Offensive foul, Brandon Jackson. So Brandon Jackson's got himself into a little bit of trouble, and he's going to have to come off the floor. We're at 12.5 to go in the ballgame. Benedictine bringing it up court, leading only by two. Nice here, Scott handles the ball. Little right-hand dribble, bouncing in, working against Melvin Lee. And the feet to the left side, and as the ball goes into the hands of Saxton, we have a reach-in and a foul. Foul is going to be in the middle. Can't pick out who it is yet, and they haven't told me. Ravens are going to put it back in play, though. We're down to 12:40 to go. A little fadeaway shot. The long two is up and in, Matt Austin. Matt Austin, six in the first half, already five in the second half, and he pushes the Raven lead to four. It is now 49-45 Benedictine, as we're at 11.5 to play. Dish pass over to the right side. Melvin Lee looks to the middle. There's nothing there. Goes back over to the left. Three-point shot. Rims out. No good. Tyson Caffey boards it down. Up with it comes Nysir, and Benedictine is back on offense. Scott into the forecourt down the left side. Accelerates into the lane. Takes it down the side. Kicks it over into the corner, and Ravens will bring it back out top side again. BC works it around, 11.5 to go in the game. Matt Austin on top, shot clock at 10. Matt swings it back over to the left side. Benedictine works into the middle, kicks it back to Saxton between two defenders, and he puts up a shot, doesn't go in, but knocked to the floor, coming to the free throw line. Thaxton Thuston will come to the line. Count is on Bartley again. Three fouls now for Ryan Bartley. And Thaxton coming to the free throw line. Thuston struggled at the free throw line in the first half. That was up and good. In the first half, he was 1 of 4 at the line, but hits his first here and has 9 points today. One more free throw coming up. On his way, got the roll. Thuston with 10 points this afternoon. BC up now 51-47. No, 51-45. Get my numbers right with about 11:15 to go. Pass comes out on top, 51-45. Benedictine scoop over to the left and reaching in. We're going to get a foul on BC. The pass that come in the lane just to the left side of the rim, down by the baseline. Ravens reach in, and we're going to get a foul called underneath by Nysir. Back in, it will come to Mount Mercy. They're bringing it in down to their offensive baseline. Ravens up by half a dozen. Taking it to the drive. A shot. It's up and good. A little floater from the baseline right off Melvin Lee's hand. So Melvin Lee will have his fourth point of the game, and it is now 51-47, Benedictine. Ravens down court, out on top, Saxton. Over to the right side, Tyson. Kathy dishes it over. Up to the top. The square up three. It's up and good for Benedictine. How about that three-point shot for the Ravens? And that's Jake Thompson in the game. So Jake comes in, hits a three, and the Ravens go up 54-47. Benedictine with its largest lead of the afternoon. We're nearly midpoint of the second half. There it is. 10 minutes to play. Dish to the right side. Mustangs back on top. Cut down the lane. Throw it over to the edge. And they're going to say BC was able to tap the ball. So it's going to come back in again, too. Mount Mercy with only 5 on the shot clock. 54-47. Ravens in front. Mount Mercy bringing it in from the corner. Into the lane they go. The turnaround shot. No. Rebound, Benedictine. Ahmad Lewis coming out with the basketball and up the floor. Here is Nysir. Scott takes it across the timeline in front of the scorer's table with the Ravens leading it by some 7. Down the right side. The fadeaway from 15. No. Rebound. Pulled in by Mount Mercy. The drive in the middle. Batted away and taken by Tyson Caffey, but he gives it right back. The shot in the lane misses. Rebound. No. Follow shot. No. Tipped around it. Now we're going to get Ahmad Lewis to clear this thing down and again put it in the hands of Nysir Scott. BC up the court with it. 9 minutes to play. Still 54-47. Out on top. Nysir. There's a three. Nysir Scott in double figures now with 10. And it's 57-47. Benedictine has taken a double-digit lead with 9:20 to play in the game. Around to the left side it goes. It's going to be Melvin Lee with the basketball. They'll cut in the opposite direction into the lane. Feed to the big man. His shot is up and way too soft. Powering in is Laverius Duncan for the rebound. And his cross-court pass is going to be stolen. Nice here coming up the floor with the basketball. It gets into the forecourt. Numbers are bad for him. He'll wait for his team to join him. We're down now to 8.5 to go in the game. Benedictine with the basketball, leading it by 10. Over to the left side with it. That's going to be Jake. Jake Thompson. Out on top, Nysir. Skip pass. To feed in the lane. Tyson goes left. All alone. Ahmad, 3. Uh-uh. And Laverius Duncan clears down the board. Mount Mercy all the way to the baseline left, right in front of the Mustangs bench. Clock really moving fast now. We're down to 8:15 to play. Skip pass to the left, and before the shot is taken, we've got a whistle beneath the goal. And with that turnover, a media timeout. Joseph, we're going to take a bit of a break. We're getting down to crunch time. Only 8:15 to go in the game. It's Benedictine 57. Mount Mercy, 47.
The new year is here, and tax time is just around the corner. Have you forgotten to make your IRA contribution? If you need an IRA review or are seeking a second opinion, Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a review. To schedule your IRA checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Okay, class, welcome back to Benedictine Basketball. We did a little math exercise earlier in the ballgame when we were seeing where Mount Mercy was with regard to respect to their typical scoring afternoon. Now let's update those numbers. We mentioned that they score about 80 a game, okay, 79.8. Let's call that 80. You've got 20-minute halves, okay, so 40 minutes in a game. You're averaging about 2 points a minute. All right, that said, in the first 11:45, we're almost 12 minutes into the second half. You think that they would have in maybe 24 points? No, they've got 12 points. They're averaging a point a minute. That means the Raven defense is holding Mount Mercy to half of the scoring that they normally get. And the result of that, Benedictine leads by 10. Here's the inbound pass knocked away. And on the recovery by Bristol, he's knocked to the floor as Mount Mercy tries to steal it back. Welcome back to Raven Basketball, everybody, with Joseph in the studio. Tom Counts here, and we're down to 8:12 to go in the game. And this is substantial also because Mount Mercy, having committed, are you ready for this? That is already their eighth foul. That means as Bristol got fouled in the backcourt, we walked to the other end of the floor, and Benedictine is already in the 1-1. Free throws will be huge down the stretch. Jaden's front half misses. Rebound tipped out, and it's on the floor. Did it get away? It's out of bounds. Which way does it go? The officials are looking at one another, and we haven't gotten a call yet. And it's going to go to Benedictine. The official at the baseline looked at the official at the 20-foot mark, who was looking at the official at the baseline. Neither one of them was sure as that ball was deep in the corner. Well, it's going to come back to Benedictine, and the Ravens will have it out on top. They lob it in all the way to midcourt. 8 minutes to go in the game. Here's Chris Jackson. Takes it right side to Austin. Underneath the Cruz. Eric backs it in. Stripped out of his hand. Stolen away Mount Mercy. Up court with the basketball at 7:50 to go in the contest. Ravens leading it by 10. Skip pass over to the right block. Back out on top. It's going to go, and Mount Mercy will back it away. Ravens out there with Chris Jackson and Jaden Bristol. Jaden, Timmy, Matt Austin, and Eric Cruz. Chris Giles to the basketball. Goes over to the right side to Horton. Now to Kenny Clay. Shot from the top is up. No good. Rebound tipped out, and Bristol had it, lost it, slips and falls, and I'm not so sure his ankle that he's been nursing. Now he gets up really limping. That bad ankle of his causing him grief, and he needs to really come out. It's a parental worry I have for Jaden Bristol with that ankle. He needs it to be well. Here's a feed down to the baseline. The shot blocked. Rebound pulled down by Mount Mercy. It's going to be lost out of bounds. And that was a fantastic bit of defense underneath the goal for Benedictine by Eric Cruz. He went straight up, knocked it away, did not commit a foul, but it will be with nine on the shot clock back into Mount Mercy. They'll drive down the left side of the lane, go in, miss the shot, rebound, Benedictine. Sore ankle or not, Bristol got upstairs and pulled down that board. Here comes BC. 7-11 to play in the game. Ravens with the basketball, leading it by 10. No one has put anything on the board here for a very, very, very long time. Back out on top with it. Skip pass over to the right side. Out on top, Jaden Timmy. Cuts to the right. Goes in, gets fouled, and thrown hard to the floor. It'll ring Jaden Timmy to the free throw line. 6:50 to go in the game. Now, the officials are having a visit at the free throw line. And I'm not sure what the conversation is. Now, all three officials, you rarely see all three huddled up. I think they're wondering just how strong was that foul. Yeah, that's it. I think they're going over, and they're going to review this at the video. How hard did he foul him? Was it intentional? Was it just incidental? They're going to go review it, Joseph. We're going to take a timeout while they look at the video. 6:54 to go in the ball game. Benedictine 57, Mount Mercy 47.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. The $6 meal deal featuring the bacon cheeseburger is back in February, and be sure to try the new Red Velvet Cake Blizzard. It's the perfect balance of rich red velvet cake pieces, silky cream cheese icing, and smooth vanilla soft serve. Check them out on the DoorDash app for delivery to your home or work. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
But the officials are still over checking the video at the scorer's table. Welcome back, everybody, to Benedictine basketball this afternoon. With only 6 minutes and 54 seconds to play in this men's game, Ravens leading it by 10, 57 to 47. No one has put a point on the board. I failed to write down the time of the last one, but the score before that was at 11:15. So I'm guessing no one has scored in 4 minutes, perhaps even longer than that. Anyway, Benedict and Chris Jackson and Jaden Bristol, Jaden Timmy, Matt Austin, Eric Cruz. It should be Timmy coming to the free throw line. And other officials are still, they're really reviewing this very, very seriously. Looking around and seeing if there's any updated scores going around the conference. I know Joseph does a fabulous job of keeping tabs on all of this for us as the half times go, and I'll scroll down to today. We gotta go all the way to February. Can you believe it's February already? Incredible. All right. Now this is the early games, of course. The only other 2 o'clock guys game is Park at Clark, and it is still a big Park lead. And that's kind of remarkable. But that said, we've got a ways to go with that one also. As it's like this game, probably about halfway over. Now the officials having reviewed, now all three of them huddled up right in front of the scorer's table, very near midcourt. Another problem for Mount Mercy, they have committed 9 team fouls so far, and Benedictine has only committed 3. So for the Ravens, lots of free throws coming up. The officials going over now and sharing their findings and feelings with each of the head coaches. And that said, we're going to be back at it. So the foul, by the way, is way back. Let's go way back to where that foul was. It's going to be against Bailey Basala. I think that there's no other subsequent damage. A free throw is up and not going to go in for Jaden Timmy. One more shot coming up here for Benedict, and a couple of 3 substitutions coming in for Mount Mercy. We'll pick them up. Again for the Ravens, Jackson, Bristol, Austin Cruz, and at the line is Timmy. Second free throw is good for Jaden Timmy. And that will be his 9th point this afternoon. Benedict stretches its lead now to 58-47. 6:40 to go. Here's a shot underneath. It's up. It's no good. Rebound. Pulled down by BC. Ravens are on a 7-0 run that goes back for perhaps 5-6 minutes. Bristol feeds in the middle. The dish over to the left side to Timmy. Back out on top. Chris Jackson passes up the 3. Takes a 12-footer. Rejected by Basala. And a rebound over to Matt Austin. He'll go 3. It comes up short. Basala with another rebound. He'll outlet it down the right side to Tony Horton. Anthony will go all the way to the baseline. Dribble it back off on top as Bristol got in front of him and cuts off his access to the rim. 6 minutes to play in the game. Here's Basala with it up top side. 58-47. Ravens out front. Benedictine on the road today looking for what would be a big win for them for a handful of reasons. Drop it a shoulder, skip pass, back door, layup is up and good. The bucket underneath is up and in. And back up the floor with the basketball. Here comes Benedictine. 58-49, Ravens. Bristol goes right side to Timmy. Here's Matt Austin. They reversed it around, and Ravens go side to side. Matt steps inside, goes baseline. Here's a three. Give it to Eric Cruz from way outside on the right side. Down in front of the Benedictine bench, and we're going to get a timeout. Cruz hits a three, and we hit the timeout button with 5 minutes, 20 seconds to go. It's Ravens 61, Mount Mercy 49.
Here's to a new you in 2022. You've heard of new year, new you, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Just over 5 minutes to go with the ball game. Benedictine leading it by a dozen now. It's 61-49 off that nice three-point shot by Eric Cruz from deep in the right corner. Welcome back, Raven basketball here on Care Radio. And after today, we talked about it earlier, can you believe there are only four games remaining in the regular season? Incredible. Here we are in February. BC out of the court, and they're going to apply a little full court pressure to the inbound with Eric Cruz and Matt Austin, Jaden Timmy, Jaden Bristol, Chris Jackson. Those are the BC five. Mount Mercy, they've got Royshawn Webb and Bailey Basala. They're two big guns out there with Bartley, Horton, and Giles. Here's Basala with it. Comes back off on top. The ball's going to be lost and picked up by Benedictine. Matt Austin had it. He said, wait a minute. I'm going to give that to Jaden Bristol. He does such a nice job bringing the ball up the floor. And Jaden says, no problem. I'll do that. BC on offense. 4.5 minutes to go. Here's Cruz. Comes out on top. Jackson. Here's Timmy to Jackson. By the way, all five guys on the court for Benedictine, outstanding perimeter shooters. A spinning shot is going to be up and good. Cruz with a driving layup. Wait a minute. Let me fix that. That is going to be Jaden Timmy with a spinning layup. Timmy for two, and he's got 11. 63-49, Benedictine with 4:20 to go. The drive to the baseline, falling away, can't get a shot off, dumps it over to the left baseline, the cut to the middle, and a strip away, and a foul by Bristol. So we're going to have a foul by Benedictine, and now we're going to have a raft of substitutions for Coach Moody. We'll let them all get sorted in here and see who is still on the floor. All right, it looks like the Raven 5 out there now. Nysir Scott, Jaden Timmy stays in. Here's a shot up missing. Benedictine rebounds it down. Saxon Thuston with a rebound. He's out there also with Matt Austin and Ahmad Lewis. So Scott, Lewis, Austin, Timmy, and Thuston. There's your Benedictine 5. We are 3.5 minutes to play. What a huge road win this would be for BC this afternoon. Now Mercy coming in at 15-19, 8-6 since their division of the conference, the North Division. BC backs into the lane. Ahmad's shot deflected. It's going to be lost out of bounds. And they will say it is off Benedictine. Ravens coming into the ball game today. Looking to kind of turn in that corner just a little bit. And up court with it, Bailey Basala. Basala will bring it over to the right side, driving in, nothing there, deep into the corner they'll go, the shot for the baseline for three, in, out, no rebound, Benedictine. So the Ravens coming back down with the basketball. The Ravens coming in today at 13-10 and 7-7 in hard play down in the South, where BC is, can you believe this, out of, what, 17? The Ravens are sixth, and they're a game and a half out of first. Here's the shot from the top. It's a three. Saxton Thuston from downtown. Saxton with 13 points and Benedictine beginning to open it up now. It is 66-49. We are down to 2:40 to go. And the pass stolen by Thuston. next on Tuesday. Coming up with a steal in Benedictine. Coming up the floor with the basketball. BC brings it across the timeline. Nicer comes out on top. The shot from the outside is up. It's no good. Rebound is on the floor, and Benedictine is going to recover it, and they're going to bring it back out on top again. Ravens with the ball. 2 minutes to go. Topside with it. Backing in. No room. Shot clock at 5. The 3 is up and missing, and it's going to go out of bounds, and it will come back to Bennett, or rather to Mount Mercy. Mount Mercy putting it in play, and Benedictine in a good spot right now. Ravens games coming up next will be with them in the Nolan Wednesday is Mid-America, we'll be with them at Mid-America at the Cook Center. At Mid-America Wednesday, home next Saturday with Baker, and then home with Valley, rounding it out with a road trip to Park on the 19th, 2 weeks from today. Benedictine in front, 66-49, and Mount Mercy will be putting it in play down to the baseline. Is Nicer picks up a foul. But with this little bit of time left, inside 2 minutes to go, Ravens coming off with, it's going to be a huge win for them on the road here today. Pass comes out on top. They'll take it around to the left side. Here's a 3. Launched and hit. The bucket from deep on the left side is going to be up and good by Cole Hrubas. He's just come in. We don't even know anything about this guy. I mean, he's for a freshman from Cedar Rapids. How about that? Ravens down court with the basketball, and we've got a minute to go. It is 66-52. That is, for Mount Mercy, their second basket in the last 10 minutes of this game. They have absolutely quit scoring. They're going to get a timeout, and Ravens going to take it? They are. Let's do it. Timeout with Benedictine. Joseph, we're down to the last minute. It's all Ravens, 66-52.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary retirement planning review. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Benedictine's going to be putting the ball in play. We're under a minute to go. Ravens will have it in out on top. Can you believe that since they got to 47 with about 10 and a half to go in the game, Mount Mercy has scored 2 baskets in the last 10 minutes of this game? 2 baskets in 10 minutes. It's just hard to fathom. Now here's a spinning shot for the Ravens that is up, and it is good. Nice here for 2 more. 68-52. Mount Mercy's offense has absolutely been shut down here today. And here's a drive to the left. The ball batted away. Picked up by Benedictine. They're going to walk it up the court. Ravens leading at 68-52. They're going to have to take a shot. Shot clock, game clock, about 10, 12 seconds apart. Nice deer up top side. Looking around. Ravens will launch it out on top to Chris. Shot clock at 7. Chris Jackson stops, fades, pulls up a long 3. Oh, it's good! Chris Jackson! 71-52, and that's it! Your final score tonight. Benedictine wins it. 71-52 over Mount Mercy. We'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Health Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Here's to a new you in 2022. You've heard of new year, new you, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. The $6 meal deal featuring the bacon cheeseburger is back in February, and be sure to try the new Red Velvet Cake Blizzard. It's the perfect balance of rich red velvet cake pieces, silky cream cheese icing, and smooth vanilla soft serve. Check them out on the DoorDash app for delivery to your home or work. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
Start your day with Taco John's Breakfast, Scrambler Breakfast Burritos, Spicy Chorizo Breakfast Burritos, Potato Ole Scrambler, Mexican Donut Bites, Cold Brew Coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Welcome back. It's the Benedictine Ravens with an impressive road win this afternoon. Defeat Mount Mercy 71-52. Mount Mercy scored 17 points in the second half, and they averaged 80 a game. That is phenomenal defense. And perhaps even more impressive, the final quarter basically of the game, Mount Mercy scored at 10.5 to play. They scored from there to the end of the game. For the last 10:30, they scored 5 points. The Benedictine defense, spectacular. And let's recap the scoring for Mount Mercy. Their normal leading scorer, Bailey Basala, averages 18 a game, had 8. Roshan Webb averages 16 a game. He had 5. It was Ryan Bartley who led the way with 11 points. Brandon Jackson had 9. They had 3 players with 3 apiece and 3 players each with 2. For the Benedictine Ravens, 4 athletes reaching double-digit scoring today, paced by Saxton Thuston with 13. Saxton, 4 of 5 shooting the ball, 2 of 2 3-point shooting. Nysir Scott had 12 points. Nysir didn't miss a shot today. 4 of 4 from the floor, hit his only 3 he took, and was 3 of 3 at the free throw line. Chris Jackson had 11 today, and Jaden Timmy had 11, and Matt Austin had 11. Eric Cruz, 8 points. Eric also did not miss a shot this afternoon. 3 today for Jake Thompson. It was Jaden Bristol with 2. So Benedictine getting some points on the board this afternoon, scoring 71. Oh, by the way, that is their game average. They average on the season scoring 71 an afternoon. Benedictine advances its record out of 14-10. Going to 8-7 of the conference. For Mount Mercy, they dropped now to 15-10, and they are 8-7 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Certainly want to thank you for having joined us here this afternoon. Opening game, Lady Ravens fall to Mount Mercy. Nightcap, the guys win it. We'll be back next week. High school hoops coming your way on Tuesday, Atchison High. On Wednesday, we will be with Benedictine at Mid-America. Want to thank you for having joined us. I want to thank Joseph, our producer engineer of the Care Sports Studio, for doing the always fabulous job. Appreciate it, Joseph. Thank you so much. That said, Tom Count saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amber Well Health Postgame Show and Benedict and Raven Basketball, heard on CARE Radio and online at mscsports.net. The preceding broadcast was made possible by all of our Raven Sports boosters. Be sure to listen throughout the regular and postseason for live coverage of Benedict and Raven Basketball. This has been an MSC Sports production.